First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
21 minutes after 7, more movement overnight around whether you as a South African can travel to certain countries if you've been vaccinated against COVID-19. Last night, the US government said people who are vaccinated from South Africa will be able to fly to that country from November. But the British government has said people who are vaccinated in South Africa will have to quarantine for 2 weeks, while people who are vaccinated in some other countries do not have to quarantine. Bear in mind, it's the same vaccine. And it's the same vaccine, Pfizer vaccine, Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that the British government is using to vaccinate people. We're using exactly the same one. Fatima Hassan is the founder of the Health Justice Forum. Fatima, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Morning, Stephen. Good to be on.
The British government is standing by this decision. The US taking quite a different path. What does this tell us about the British government's decision?
So, Stephen, it's unclear, because in some parts of Africa, you remember that they are responding to the criticism by saying that it's about the vaccination card. And in South Africa yesterday, the UK authorities indicated that it had to do with the Beta variant. And all of the public health experts and scientists, and I mean, we have some of the world's leading sort of experts in the field, have said repeatedly over the last few days that this is rooted in some kind of irrationality. It doesn't make sense at all, and it's not borne out by the scientific evidence and the information that is readily available to the UK government. And so what's really disturbing is that this quarantine rule and the deemed unvaccinated status of somebody like you and me, who's fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, for example, applies to all of Africa and applies to all of South America. So it's not just South Africa that is affected. And the concern is that this goes beyond tourism and business opportunities, that something is amiss and something is afoot. And it's really bizarre that somebody from Canada who's fully vaccinated with a Pfizer vaccine won't have to quarantine, is regarded as vaccinated, but somebody from, you know, somebody from Botswana or somebody from South Africa is, or somebody from Brazil. So it just really doesn't make sense at all. And there's a real concern that by doing this, you also create hesitancy in parts of Africa and South America, where we're trying to encourage people to take the very vaccine that the UK and the US and the Canadian governments are using, where in other parts of the world it is accepted. So people may say, why should I get vaccinated if in any event I'm going to have to go to the UK and quarantine? And then just the last point on that, Stephen, the quarantine is at your own expense and at your own cost. So I, for example, I'm on the board of an international human rights NGO that is based in London. If I want to go for a two-day board meeting, I will have to spend 10 days in quarantine at my own expense to attend a two-day meeting and then come back to South Africa. It's really not feasible. It doesn't make sense at all.
I mean, there are ways to communicate a difficult decision and even a difficult science decision. I mean, we've seen that, for example. I mean, look at how our government has communicated around lockdowns. And so some countries and some governments have done it better at different times. But if this was about science, you would think the British government would explain the science very clearly. I don't know if I'm quite seeing that explanation here.
Yes, there was a really, in my view, feeble attempt yesterday by the UK authorities in South Africa to try and rationalize and justify this using the Beta variant, which is quite incredulous because we're no longer dealing with that. We're dealing mostly with the Delta variant in South Africa, as Professor Oliveira and many experts like Professor Moultrie have explained and indicated on social media. In Ghana, when these questions were raised in the last 48 hours, the authorities there said, oh, it has to do with vaccination certificates and the vaccination cards. And my colleagues in the US have said that they too just got a paper card. It's so easy to forge a vaccination card in the US. So if the issue was around the authenticity and around the verification of a vaccination status, then there are ways in which you can do that properly and ways in which you get proper experts to guide you on that, but which applies to the whole world. Because if you only want vaccinated people in your country, then surely you should ensure that those coming from Canada or the US are also, you know, properly vaccinated and that they don't have fraudulent certificates. To only apply this particular red list system to countries in an entire continent of Africa and in South America is just bizarre and doesn't make sense. And then countries like Egypt and Kenya have suddenly made the orange list. And again, there, if you speak to the experts around the case rate, the fatalities, the variants that are circulating, the vaccination coverage, it just doesn't make sense. And like you said, it's really the science of it, if there is any, in which we doubt that there is not being properly explained or, doesn't actually make sense, Stephen.
I mean, obviously, there's going to be a lot of pressure brought by our government. I don't know if our government brought pressure beforehand. I think our government says that it did. I mean, do you think it will change? I mean, I think in a way, the American decision, which will allow people from South Africa to go there from November if they've been vaccinated, will put a little bit of pressure on the Brits. I mean, it will sort of make their decision slightly harder to justify, perhaps.
I think so. I mean, if the U.S. government is saying that if you have been fully vaccinated with a vaccine that they regard as acceptable, and that's a separate issue around the wars that are currently happening around which countries are accepting which vaccines. And obviously the WHO has been saying that all vaccines approved by the WHO should be regarded as acceptable proof of vaccination status for any part of the world. And that is a separate issue that we're going to have to deal with. For now, what we, having to address is why would the British government not allow, for example, a South African that's fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine in without the mandatory requirement of quarantining, but the US government allows in. And so this goes to the larger systemic issues that we've been dealing with from the beginning of this pandemic around different rules for different continents, around vaccine injustice, and what we are terming vaccine apartheid. And this is another manifestation of vaccine apartheid. You say it in two entire continents. We will disregard your vaccination program. 15.9 million people in South Africa have been vaccinated. That is going to be totally disregarded by the British government. It doesn't create the impetus and then the confidence for people to go get vaccinated. In fact, it's going to harm our vaccination efforts because we've been saying to people, vaccinate, it will allow you to travel. Vaccinate, it will allow you to open up the economy. If anything but. And just on the issue of Durco and tourism, I think that's one of the problems, is that people are still seeing this only as a diplomatic relations issue or as a tourism issue. It's actually got to do with science and evidence. And the Department of Health has to be more forcefully engaged in these conversations, countering the British government, bringing our scientists and experts to the fore and challenging, the basis upon which they are arguing is a scientific reason for this very, very bizarre and, frankly, my personal view, racist policy.
Fatima Hassan, thank you. Founder of the Health Justice Forum. Do appreciate the time. 28 after 7.